219 to talk. Yeah, you running your mouth. Yeah, you running your mouth. 219 to talk. Yeah, you running your mouth. Yeah, you running your mouth.
Hey, hey, what's going on, y'all? It's 219 to talk with your boy, J.D. the Barber. And we got it. Who else we got on the mic tonight?
Right.
Train Away. Hey, you here, baby?
Hey, what's going on, Train Away? Oh, not much. This is Train Away down in the dirty city of killing, hanging out, getting away from the coronavirus. You heard me?
Yes, yes. Let's. Hey, man, look here. Praise God. We're glad to hear from you, brother.
Hey, you
we know
too,
it's crazy out there right now, man.
Yes,
hey, we got LB on the line.
LB will be checking in a few. He's still at work. But this is
okay,
Mary B.
Well,
how
hey,
y'all
LB.
Doing tonight?
How you doing, darling?
I'm doing good.
All right.
How's everything up there in up there in your area?
In San Antonio, it's just been super boring. But other than that, you know, we're here.
Is your weather all right? We're getting a little rain down here in Houston today.
No, it's just been really hot, like 90.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, it started off that way this afternoon with us, but it didn't. Praise the Lord, it cooled off a little bit. We got a little rain going, so we got some cool air blowing. And
we don't have any
all right
yet.
Now. God knows how to work it out. And
yes,
of course, we have my lady of rage, Miss Queenie, here on the mic.
Oh, what do you mean? What do you mean? Lady of rage. I don't know what you're trying to say. It looks like LB is on the mic. What's
what?
Up, LB?
What's going on? How we doing today?
Oh, okay. LB chiming in. What's happening, brother?
Man, what's going on, bro? How you doing, man?
Oh, man, everything is lovely, man. Look, if it got any better, I think I was dreaming.
Oh, man, that's what I'm talking about, man. That's what
I think I was dreaming. Yeah.
What work you doing, LB?
You said, what work am I doing?
Yeah.
You know me, I'm just doing the work of the Lord, amen.
Hey,
I'm going
to say, amen. You need that man right now.
Don't you start.
Long and Mary B know what LB doing. That's all that matters.
Don't
worry about nothing about LB got going on. That ain't your business.
Anyway, I want to switch it up tonight. We're going to start with a little music, take a little break, give everybody time to settle in and get ready to share their topics for this evening.
I got a hot one up front.
Oh, my God.
Run it like hot water right now.
Like
hot water. So we're gonna wait after this break. We'll be right back in two, as they say.
All right. Y'all know how we do. We like to play that Billy Cook superstar right here. Oh, 219 to talk.
Let me cool it all, blow it soft and slow. about the whipped cream and the cherry too. Oh, for a little bit of honey to make it nice and sweet. Oh, it'll blow your mind, cause it's one of a kind. With a little bit of flavor to savor, I won't use it, leave it for later.
He got the virus and ended up passing.
you know, in a very short time, because this virus, they really don't know how you get it or how it's contracted from one person to the other. So we really need to be careful with the precautions that we take as far as protecting ourselves and our families.
What you think, LB?
Did you hear about that, LB? You know what I think? I think that everybody needs to stay home.
that's the consensus right now.
I think that everybody needs to stay home. They say if everybody stay home, this thing can get over with a little bit quicker now. I got things to do this summer. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have time for all this. We got traveling plans, and we already had to care for Vegas. So, look, everybody stay home. Stay home. Stay your, can I say it like I want to? Stay your butt at home.
Exactly. Hey, they need it. They need to start doing like they're doing over there in Singapore and them other countries. Just get a cane pole and start whooping them. Beat them
back
to the
house.
Beating,
wasn't it?
Oh, my
God.
I thought that was the most hilarious thing I've seen all week.
What you think about it, Ray?
Well, yeah, I just read it, and actually it is in the news. He was from Brookhaven, Mississippi.
Oh, Brookhaven.
And,
okay, I knew something started with
him.
Oh,
Brookhaven, yeah.
Yeah, he's from Brookhaven, and I mean, sometimes you gotta. I mean, some people not really taking it serious like they should, because it's a bad thing. Like I try to tell my daughter, she likes to go hang out with this little dude she kick it with, and that's a whole different story on that one. But anyway,
right. That's a whole another show.
Yeah, whole another show. But and I told her, I said. I said, you got to be cautious. I said, because, well, she said, well, the thing said you can be around the people you've been around. I said, I'm sure he's hanging around other people. And I'm sure if
exactly.
he passed it to you, then you bring it up here and pass it to me or mom or the baby and all that. I said, you got to understand.
Yeah.
But see, she's hard-headed. She's 25, so she thinks she know everything. She thinks she's grown. And sometimes,
well,
you
know,
she made me want to kick in her chest. But, you know, I try to be chill.
Yeah.
And don't do all that.
I understand.
But, you know.
What,
people need to.
What you do is make a quarantine over there with him for 21 days. You see how much she really like it. Yeah. Make a quarantine over there with him for 21 days and don't come back to that house. And let's see how much he really like her and she really like him. Let's see how
all
that works.
Time.
Yeah, that'll hold you like a woodshop clamp, I promise you. Yeah, woodshop clamp, you come back the next day, it's still in the same place. Yes, sir.
You know it.
But look. Like I was saying, these young cats, I don't know what's going on with our people, because they had 12 people to die here in the city of Houston, and 8 out of those 12 were black people. I don't understand how we don't get the message that we the ones dying from it. And you still got, man, look here, I ride down the street coming home from dialysis or somewhere that I had to be, and I'm trying to hurry up and get my behind back to my house so I can get out of the way of the world. And these cats still hanging out on the corner, sitting on the tailgates together and passing each other bills and passing cigarettes and dapping each other up. Man, look at everything for me is a wave from now on. Hey, man, how you doing? I'm waving from across the street. I'm social distancing the best I can. I go in the grocery store. I don't stand next to nobody. I'm 6 to 8 feet away from you. So I ain't trying to be around you.
And you're fully geared up.
Yeah,
and
I got
masks
and gloves.
Hey, if I had to shoot my message, I might shoot it with a slingshot.
I'm telling you. Look, I'm putting hand sanitizer all on, gloves and everything else.
They need to be sending messages in messenger pigeons right now.
Smoke signals or something.
All the time.
Boy,
it's cold.
Man, I don't want to be nowhere near you, man, if I ain't been around you forever.
Yeah. All right, Mary B.
Hey, okay. So, have everybody watched Tiger King?
Not yet.
No.
That's going to be on tonight. I will be
okay,
watching it tonight.
So
I heard it's crazy.
Me and LB are starting it tonight also, so you're not by yourself. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
has anyone
else
watched it?
What is a Tiger King?
Okay, so Netflix has a show that is called Tiger King that everyone has been talking about. But the only reason why I was like, what, is because one of the reporters on Friday asked Donald Trump if he was willing to pardon the man that goes to prison in the movie. So we're going to watch it so we can see what they're talking about and how did it get to a press conference in the United States.
I've heard a lot about it, too.
He has tigers, and he has a wife, and he has, like, husbands. And, like, apparently the wife feeds the husband to the tiger, and, like, but he's still, like, a missing person.
He's missing, all right.
Yeah.
Hey, ain't no bones about it. He's missing. The tiger gonna finish off everything.
They'll catch him. Just get that tiger a little while. They'll catch him.
Yeah. That's what's up.
But
yeah,
we gonna
start that tonight.
A woman. You heard like wives feed their husbands to like the wild hogs and stuff like that in Mississippi.
Oh my God.
Trade rate over there.
I'm trying to see how he
speaks
that hard to get cut up. Must have beat him up.
Let me tell you something about a hog. I'm from Louisiana. Let me tell you something about a hog. A hog ain't going to leave nothing. They don't eat the clothes and everything you had on, too. It ain't going to be a bone left out there, nothing. Yeah, they eat.
Yeah, my cousin used to
always.
That's
why
my cousin would say to her husband.
Feed you to the hog.
She was gonna feed him to the hogs. He would say they have like several. They got like 10 on the land or whatever. But she would always tell him that, and I always asked my mom. My mom was like, "You won't find anything left of the person.
Nothing.
Like not even
a
button."
Hey, look, I tell you what, you got one thing to threaten me to feed me to some hogs. I'm kill every hog in the yard.
One day we're gonna have bacon for days. Bacon and ham hock.
What?
Yes,
for real?
Yeah.
Can't feed me to nothing. I'm finna eat them. It's over with.
Yep, I know that's right.
All right, Ray, what topic you got tonight?
Well, you know, talk about kids. You know, I was on the subject of kids when I was talking about my daughter, but you know, when you got kids that don't really understand life, they have a child, they're 25, they're young, and it kind of, we had a little confrontation today, you know, I'm going to put my foot in her chest, but, you know, I be trying to chill. But, you know, I had to explain to her, when you have a child, that's your child. And she was talking about, I don't never get a break. I don't never get a break. Nobody just gives me a break to be able to watch the baby so I can go do whatever. But see, I said, that's not our problem. I'm grandpa.
Yeah.
And that's your child. I said, how many mothers do you know? I said, I know many mothers, but I ain't never heard now one of them say, I'm going to take a break.
Yeah, ain't no call in. Ain't no PTO on
ain't
being
no
a parent. Ain't no call in. Ain't no PTO.
Just,
look, and you can't no call in, no show. You can't do that.
That's
wait. I want to say this. I want to say this. First of all, she deserve a break. First of all. It's a lot of men out there that's been on break for 18 years.
Well, she should have got one that didn't want to take no break.
No, that shouldn't have nothing. First of all, I was a single parent and off up in there somewhere. Yes, I wanted a break. Now, I didn't say I took one, but yes, I wanted a break.
Let me tell you a little secret. You can wish in one hand and boo-boo in the oven and see what's going to get full first.
Baby.
Nobody care about you.
Why you always off the chain?
Well, hold up. Let me say this.
You should have thought about
that. I told her a long time ago before she had her son, I said, listen.
Right.
Enjoy your life before you start having kids, because everything changes. You have a child. And I understand, Queenie, that you say you needed a break or she needs a break. But it wasn't me that got the child in the world.
Exactly.
Okay.
You can't build
All right. I feel you. I feel y'all on that. Feel you, men.
Yeah, exactly.
You men, I feel y'all.
But
I feel you.
You got to choose wisely when you procreate.
I feel you, men.
When you procreate with somebody, you got to choose wisely.
Yes.
You know, somebody that's going to
help
you.
Yes, but that still don't
somebody
dismiss,
that's gonna be there
that still don't dismiss the fact that she deserves a break.
No,
she does. First of all.
She deserves a damn woman.
First of all, second of all,
that's
and third of all.
You did things out of order.
Ray.
You did. She did things
Ray.
Out of order.
Huh?
Okay. So what you saying, though?
I just said it.
You done did some stuff out of order.
And I paid for it. I got a woman for it. I sure did. I ain't lying. And let me tell you something. You get 18 years of whooping if you do what she did out of order. You get 18 years worth of whooping. So, yeah, you're right. I did. I did some things out of order, and I got some whooping. And I'm cool with it, but it made me better. Spatter raw, spoil a child. And can't nobody
okay,
raise
well, right.
dog.
Well, Ray, I'm happy that y'all men feel that way. But y'all ain't never had to push no baby out. Y'all looking at teach a person a lesson. Hey, shut your mouth, because I'm going to say what I need to say.
Let me say what I need to say.
That's the problem. Because y'all think just because it wasn't your job, y'all shouldn't have to take responsibility. Y'all around here dropping babies everywhere, three, four of them, and leaving them there, blaming the lady because he left. No, he left because he's a piece of trash. But then don't change the fact that she need a break.
Well, let me
hey, wait a minute, hold on. No,
men,
no,
men,
no,
men,
no,
men,
no,
men,
no.
I ain't on y'all side.
Wait a minute. Let me say something, Ray. Let me get this little woman here in line.
You ain't going to
All I got to do is tell her one thing. If men was the ones getting pregnant and having babies, it wouldn't hardly be nobody on this earth.
Y'all go right. That's why they go and impregnate women and dry, and then go to another household, have some more. Everybody tired and they still looking like they 12 years old. Boom.
And not only that, you be able to get an abortion at the corner store. If men was having babies, we're not going through that foolishness. You got to get a baby. You got me wrong. Yeah, that's just how life goes. Life would be so much different if men was the ones having the babies and having to take care of them. It wouldn't be a whole lot of us here.
Shut your mouth.
Man,
I understand. Okay. I understand if you say they need a break. I understand that. But what are you going to do? You're quarantined. What you supposed to do? You ain't working because your job is closed.
Exactly.
So you want to go. So I should give you a break so you can go hang out with this dude that ain't. Hold on. I should give you a break so you can go hang out with this dude that ain't got no job. He ain't got no life.
And not only
so
that.
Y'all can go smoke, do whatever y'all going to do.
Yeah. And not only that, if you got to go hang out with him, take the baby with you. That's
okay.
Your baby. That ain't my baby. That's your baby. Take them with you.
That's right.
If you going somewhere the baby can't go, then you shouldn't go either.
Oh, and that's why y'all men, when it's y'all day to watch the children, y'all go drop them off at your mama house.
Yeah.
Mama want to see that baby. Oh my God.
Yeah.
You men.
Granny want to see that baby.
Oh yeah.
The grandparent job is to spoil the child and send him back where he got him from.
And send him back where he come from, fast as you can get him back.
Oh, so but it ain't for the but the mama can't drop the babies off. Y'all. Y'all do that.
Right.
You piece of mess, you.
Let's
go to another topic before it be some divorce caught up in here.
Ain't nobody worried about you at going
LB. Well. LB, where you at, man?
Look. LB, staying out of this.
LB, let me hear what LB got to say.
Get him, LB.
Let's be real about it real quick. Because when I had my first child, I didn't have no luxury. You know what I'm saying? That baby popped out. My mama said, look, I'll watch the baby every now and again, but I'm not going to take care of that baby. I already raised my kids.
Right.
That's it. And that was all
I'm going to tell you what my mama said. I'm going to tell you what my mama said. My mama said, I ain't that kind of grandmother.
Don't bring that baby over here all the time, thinking I'm going to watch him. I ain't that kind of grandmother.
She didn't say all the time. She said she needed a break. Let's move on to the next topic, I promise.
No, I like this one right here. Yeah, don't try to shuffle your way through this.
Ain't nobody shuffling.
Oh, you shucking and jogging.
You're not
just
talking in your pants, boy.
Yeah, trying to get off
of your pants. Ain't nobody trying. I'm just trying to make sure everybody gets their
eating. If she going somewhere that baby can't go, she don't need to go. That's all it is to it. Take that baby with
you. And y'all, when y'all go somewhere, you need to call and say, hey, I'm finna go to the club and be with some hoochies. I'm picking the baby up.
That ain't baby friendly, being with hoochies. Being with hoochies ain't baby friendly.
Hey, Mary B.
Yes.
Mary B.
Yes.
You hear this, ain't baby friendly.
And I would, but me and LB, like, we don't, you know, our children are still young, but I was telling them, like, I want the kids to be able to come over, you know, they need a break, the boys drop their kids off or, you know, stuff like that. He was like, no, that's them, that's their kids.
I'm
with
you, LB.
My mom and their Gigi watched them all the time. I always got breaks, so I would never not give my kids breaks.
Wait a minute, you got breaks because you was in Mississippi, right?
No, we were. I grew up in North Carolina in Fayetteville, but my mom and my mother in law, my ex mother in law, they would have my boys all the time. I always got a break.
But it ain't going down. LB said it ain't going down. And they're three and a half years apart.
Like, me and their dad was married, so, like, they didn't mind because they knew we just wanted breaks sometimes. Like, we're going to work, and then, like, sometimes we'll want to go out with our friends, so they'll take them. We would go pick them up. We wasn't the parents that would be like, I want you to watch my child for 3 hours and then come back on Sunday. Like, we didn't do that. But we also, like, if we were going out Friday or Saturday, can you watch them for 2 or 3 hours?
Well, we didn't live home with our parents.
We had our own house. So,
well, my mother is a good grandmother, because just like my grandmother, my mom and dad could drop us off. Even the summers, we could go and spend time with my grandmother. I don't know how y'all was these. Let's move on. But my grandmother, my mother could drop us off for the summers. And her and my dad, whatever they was gonna do, but our summers was with our grandmother. Even though we had clean up and do some things and help her clean out the attic and the smokehouse and what else. But we ain't talking about nowadays. Stop trying to chop up into what I'm saying.
We talking about nowadays.
Well, my mama is in nowadays, and she does what her mother did. Sometimes it can. Well, she's over there with my brother.
Right.
And even when she had her house, they were able to drop their kids off. She watched them. You know, they go and they stay a couple of days or night or whatever. She never said, don't be leaving your kids over here. My mama ain't never said that about her grandkids. But I see what I'm dealing with on this radio show.
LB, I'm with you, bro. I don't want to hear it.
I'm with you, JD.
You got my back 100%.
And some of the best teachings and stuff came from going to visit my grandmother. She taught different things. She cooked. We saw her do. It's different things that your grandparents can teach you. So while y'all sitting there with y'all love, I got other things to do besides be worried about, okay, do you.
Well, I'll tell you what. Them kids better be some fast learners. I bet you that. They ain't got to stay over here all day and all night. I got 2 hours with you, and get what you got and get up out of here. Pack your bag. I'm going to give them full of sugar. I'm going to give them full of sugar and candy and send them back to their mama and them bouncing off the wall. Yeah, you're not staying over here all night with all that jumping up and down, running all this. Look, little kids is for young people. Old people can't take all that with their nervous system. I can't take it. I be to choke the snot bubble out of one of them baby nose. And then their mama looking at me crazy because little Jimmy's eyes is cocked because I done choked him till his eyes crossed up. Man, I told that boy to sit down 7 times. The 8th time was a chore. shitting now. He can't get back
let's
up.
Let's move on before you catch a case of his imaginary.
If it ain't on tape, it didn't happen.
It is.
I said on film. If they ain't got no
let's
video.
Let's move on. Let's move on. He didn't got messed up over here. Okay, LB, you got a topic for us tonight?
Okay, so for LB topic.
LB? Oh, LB topic, okay.
He's coming. Give him a second. He's, you know, trying to multitask. For his topic, we had a very serious family discussion, and we wanted to get other people's opinions because we were about to cry. Okay. So
I want to know LB's side so I can be on his side.
No, we're on the same side.
Thank you so much.
We are on the same side.
I'm just expressing my opinion.
Oh my God. Go ahead, Mary B.
Get up, JD.
Okay, so we have drove to Houston. We have flown to, you know, California for weddings and things of that nature. And these weddings for this year, so far, the people have been staying together for a couple of months and then realizing after we have took time and money out of our bank account to go get a hotel room, to go book a flight, to go, that now they do not want to be together after being married for 3 or 4 months, after having huge, lavish weddings. So we wanted
man,
to see.
Man,
go ahead.
Huge weddings. So we wanted to see you all's opinions on whether you think the issue is if you haven't all this time and you're spending all this time planning a huge wedding, when does the discussion of your marriage
happen? Let me say something first, JD.
You know I'm bubbling over.
Because you about to.
You know I'm cocked like a book.
Okay. I think that people spend more time planning the wedding than planning the marriage.
The life together.
I think that it is ridiculous that people go and they spend more, I'm telling you, they spend more time on what the colors, being a bridezilla and all this kind of carrying on, the fanfare of the wedding, and don't realize they need to be putting more time into the marriage. Do you know him? Do you know her? What do you like? Some of them don't last because they move in with each other. Somebody go in the bathroom and come out is unbearable, and then they don't want to be together.
Oh,
but they should
have.
My point is, they find out a lot about each other after they get married that they should have launched an investigation about before.
And not only that, first of all, the big thing you said was that they have planned this big, lavish wedding, spend thousands of dollars. Now, once they get married, they realize their finances is in a wreck, a shamble. So they spend all their life savings trying to plan a wedding and put on a show for people that they really didn't even like that damn much know-how. They want to put on a show for a big family show. Not realizing you could have got married at the courthouse and had a little small reception and took that big amount of money and put it into a house or something and been well on your way
right.
Building a life together. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's
right.
Another thing that after the big wedding and all this, you know, we going on the trip, we going to do this and that. You get back home and your ass have to eat ramen noodles for about a month to get back on your damn feet. And you're mad as hell because you're eating ramen noodles, chicken every week.
Okay,
I'm just saying.
All right. That's what
I think the big ass problem. And then you argue because you didn't realize this nigga don't know how to save no money or this woman don't know how to save
JD,
no money.
I'm so sorry. I didn't know that this topic was going to make you
laugh. He's passionate about it.
I didn't know
I'm
this topic was going to make you
calm yourself, honey.
You know,
but to be honest, let's go ahead, Ray. Go ahead, Ray.
First off, like you said, a lot of people put more time in planning weddings, but some people are not equally yoked. And
Talk about it, brother.
By them not being equally yoked, they're not really ready because nobody has sat down and talked, like you said, talked about family issues or life or what we're going to do
Because
I got a guy I'm supposed to shoot his photos, but his wife trying to throw a wedding costing $24,000.
Oh my God!
And, And he said he told her, look, we ain't doing all that. So I've been helping him with some shortcuts and talking to different people to get different things done so the amount is not high like that. But anyway, they're not spending time with each other and building a relationship as far as when they're going to be living together, when they finally get married and start living together, because they got to realize there's a lot of things they got to talk about, because if they ain't been living, which they shouldn't, and I know by the Bible, you shouldn't be living together before you get married. And if they don't live together and not used to being up under somebody 24/7,
right,
it's going to get on each other's nerves.
Exactly.
Right. You're going to get on each other's nerves.
Let me,
it's going to happen. Ain't no way around it.
But you know what? Let me say something real quick, because I'm back.
Go ahead.
Let me say something real quick, because I'm back, okay? So, we're just going to talk about it for a brief moment, okay? Because
come on with it.
With one of the situations, right, I kind of knew the person. You get what I'm saying? So I asked them,
right.
I said, well, because this wasn't their first marriage, okay? We're talking about going on marriage number three. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
So I'm like, dog, what happened? Like, you know, it's 3 months later, you know what I'm saying? They was like, well, there was infidelity. I'm like, did you know about this at first? What did you just find out? Oh, I knew, but I thought she was going to change. Hold up, wait a minute. You the winner of this marriage number three on hope that somebody's going to change? You know
change
what I'm saying?
Change into a housewife.
I'm sorry.
Hey.
You can't change into a housewife.
Hey, look, we all know the saying, right? You can turn into a housewife, right?
Only way you can change them if they wear diapers. That's it. If they wear diapers, you can change. Other than that, you can't change that baby, man.
But somebody tell you who they are, believe it. You know what I'm saying?
Believe them.
Like,
and not only that, let me put this out there. Ray, you said they spent $24,000 for a wedding, right?
They the wife is trying to, yeah, but he ain't going.
Right.
Yeah.
See, he need to understand something. He need to make her understand something. They gonna be the same amount of married if they spend $2,400 or $24,000. They gonna still
That's
be
right.
the same amount of married, regardless of which way. And they not only that, when they spend $2,400, the other 20 whatever left after that, my math ain't that damn good. But whatever left over after that, they can spend that on putting it down on the house. Paying out some bills, sitting themselves up, putting the rest of it in the bank,
right.
And sit your behind down somewhere and hush.
But that's what I was
going to say. And
because
he's rid
of
your debt and paid
money.
All this money.
Are you? But my thing is, as I was listening to
that's
y'all,
you know,
spending that much money, and then you're going to spend thousands and thousands of dollars and then go home to an apartment or your mama's house.
Boy,
you know what I'm saying? You got the enough crazy in you to take that amount of money and put it into a wedding.
Yeah.
So, and then move into an apartment.
You slow. You slow in the head. That's just like these cats that live in these apartments that's got big Mercedes Benzes parked out there in the parking lot of some apartments. You tripping. You got a 50-something thousand dollar car parked in some apartments. You tripped. You could have took some of that money and bought a house and parked that car in the garage.
All the time.
But that's another thing about money, the thing that you don't know about each other.
It's a big problem in the black community, financial literacy.
Yep.
We don't have that. Some of us get a little money and lose out. If we get $1.50 over bus fare, we swear to God, we made it. Nigga, you still broke. You tripping. And the thing that this, look, and another thing I tell people, it keep going back to this because this is the most prevalent thing in our news right now. This coronavirus has really opened the eyes of some people, I hope. Because it's people who having to learn how to cook for real now. Cause they
look at themselves for real.
Right, and learning how to look. Now, it's some men realizing their wife don't even know how to make a good pot of beans and rice right now, because they've been taking her to dinner every damn night.
No, her man have been dropping the beans off while he's at work.
Well, wrong answer. Now she can't come. Mama can't bring them pots of beans over there. Yeah, so you sitting over there now eating oodles of noodles
and ramen every damn night and hot dogs. Man, look here, bro. You gonna OD on them processed hot dogs? Yeah, that ain't what's up. But that's the thing. We don't prepare. We just react. You know what I'm saying? That goes to what Mary B's talking about. And that's what happened with a lot of these couples that you're talking about. They were not prepared to be married. They just were reacting to the fact that we need to get married. Let's go ahead and buy this and buy that.
And then got caught up.
Yeah. Exactly. Got caught up in the hoopla and like right. I said, trying to put on a show, right. trying to put on a show for some people who, when the nighttime come, they not going to even be there. And let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about them people that come to your wedding too. Ain't none of them, when it get times get tough, ain't none of them going to bring no damn groceries by your house. I'm telling you now. So ain't no sense of you feeding them no T-bone steaks and all that at the I'm about to say the weed pass, but sometimes it is a weed pass after a wedding. But I was going to say, after the reception, ain't no sense of trying to get them no lobsters and T-bone steaks. Man, get them that little banquet chicken and them old cardboard and green beans and send their ass home. With some mashed potatoes and send them home. And get them up out of there. Look, a $4 a meal and get you up out of here, baby. You got to go.
And you're right. Yeah. You're right. Because
you don't want them there and messing up the light bill.
What you think?
Some of them people going to be at your wedding and be talking about, I don't know why they get together. I don't know why she married him anyway. I don't know why he married her. She's a dog anyway. They're going to be talking about it in the past anyway.
While they in your
know she's going to be wearing a white dress.
Look, some of them coming there just to see who was crazy enough to marry your crazy lady. Yeah, look, I told people. Look, let me tell you something, Ray. I hurried up and got married to Queenie. Cause I said, man, let me go to Mary before she snap out of it. Cause I got a fool. Let me go and get her. Yeah, ain't no sense me playing. I'm gonna go and get look. I'm gonna stop go and put my flag on the top of the mountain for somebody else try to climb it. Damn it. Yeah, I'm just telling you how it happened. I wasn't playing no good. Look, after 20 some years of being divorced and single, I couldn't believe somebody really told me, yeah, I'm gonna go and marry. I was like, oh Lord,
oh
Mary
my
up.
God.
Ain't no sense of me playing no games. I don't marry that woman, boy. She the best thing ever happened to me. I ain't gonna lie to you. Look, I just happened to be blessed enough. No, God blessed me enough to find somebody who was certified enough to deal with my crazy, and my certificate covered her crazy. So we able to work with each other. Praise the Lord. But a lot of times people like back to what Ray was saying. A lot of people aren't equally yoked, and we don't find out. We don't take the time to find out if we're equally yoked before we go ahead and as they say in the African culture, jump the broom. You know, we want to be
right.
so quick to say, yeah,
right.
this my husband or this is my wife. But is this person that you marrying even understanding what that title of your husband or your wife, and do you understand what the title of husband or wife mean in that relationship? You know, because a lot of times
right.
we get married and we ain't even ready for it.
On that note, let's take a break. We after these messages, we will be
right back.
All right.
God gave and fulfilled my dreams. It's a whole lot bigger than me. I'm just a piece of the puzzle trying to enhance the ministry. When you got that glow, you gon' know, cause you can feel it all up in your soul. And can't nothing stop my flow. I'm gon' show with my faith I can do the impossible. And though I cannot see, ain't no doubt in my mind, I'ma claim the victory. A positive mindset, I'm a believer. You can't go wrong when you're walking with Jesus.
Why you
come on.
For me.
Whatever it is,
whatever it is, I'm gonna be.
I'm ready to beat that.
I want to talk about that's near and dear to my heart. Yeah, it is. I want to talk about this $1,200 Donald Trump that he's going to save the world with. What do y'all think about that? That's your hot $1,200. Huh?
Look, I'm waiting on my $1,200 to come.
Donald, let me tell you something. Donald Trump has always been one of them guys who, whenever he's had problems in life, he just throw money at. So he figured that's what he should do as the president. We having problems, just throw money at it. Go ahead, LB. What was you saying about it, brother? Talk to me.
I said, look, I'm just waiting for my $1,200 to come. Like, real talk. We waiting for it to come. You went on the website. They said that if you did direct deposit, that's going to come direct deposit again. So I'm just waiting for it to come. Yeah, now, you know what? Here's the thing, too. $1,200 is not going to be good enough for what's going on in this economy right now. You get what I'm saying? They have to do another check or something like that. Because if you think $1,200 is going to get people out of the holes that they're in right now, it's
and,
not
and
about
some
to
of these people got $1,800 house notes, and you're going to send me
$1,200.
Exactly. I can't do nothing with that but buy 2 pounds of weed and never mind. But anyway.
What you think, Ray? You're going to stop before he end up with a knock on his face. What you think, Ray?
Me personally, he say everybody gonna get this $1,200, but they keep talking about it's gonna take a while before it get out there. I think by that time, it's gonna be too late then. Plus, if you do get it, and if he stay in office, so if you notice, ain't nobody running but him and Biden, but if he stay in office, he gonna get it back.
Hold on.
Hey,
all right, we got a caller. Let's wait. We got a caller.
Go ahead. Hello?
All right. 549, you on the air.
Hello?
549.
662
549. Okay.
Do we have a call in? Okay. Well, guess that didn't work out. But anyway, the thing is, Ray, you right. It's going to be $1,200.
I called the whole phone number over the air.
Well, that's the lady of rage. You got to watch her.
The lady of rage.
Anyway. Now you called the lady whole phone number over the app.
I didn't do a whole phone number, just the first digit.
Yeah. But anyway, like you're saying, Ray, that 12 is not going to be enough. You're going to have folks breaking in people's houses in a minute. They don't hurry up and get something going on. If this economy don't hurry up and get stimulated again. You got businesses. Man, you got a cat down here in Houston. Now, here he is in a black neighborhood, Sunnyside South Park, that I know some of y'all are familiar with, but some of y'all may not be.
But this is some of the, you know, some of the poorest people who barely, we got a bunch of BMIs, and that what I mean by BMI is barely making it. And you gonna ask these people to send you $150,000 on a GoFundMe account to help save your business. My only answer is, Negro, please. You got to be crazy is all I know. Not only that, and the dude put up a post about save his business, and he had so many negative views from people talking about the bad service that they done got at his restaurant, how nasty his food is, how bad his attitude is. Man, let me tell you something. Even when you own a business and you dealing with the public, you got to deal with the public and be kind to the public. Are people going to remember that? Now, the thing about it is God may be forgiven, but black folks ain't. We ain't going to forgive you, bro. We ain't going to forget it. And then you have to come back, and the very same people that you talk nasty to and act crazy with, you got to ask them for help to save your business. I don't think it's going to happen, little bro. That's just my personal opinion.
All right. Mary B., right. What you think?
Mary B.?
It's hard opening a restaurant anyway, so you have to, you know, you really have to have a backup plan with that. But doing that's what I've done, like, my whole life is customer service. So you really have to know your customers. You have to build a rapport with them. You have to be – it shouldn't – if he's been around that long and it's in a smaller – is it a smaller neighborhood? Is it a bigger franchise?
Yeah. Oh, no. It's a small black community. And like I said, most of the people in there are BMI. They barely making it. And they, you know, they can't afford to give nothing extra. And here it is. Now you got to reach out to the same community that you been talk crazy to and act a fool in, you know, because you was a hot shot with your own business. Now you got to beg them to try to help you stay in business. You have to understand, God don't sleep. And it all, like I said, God is forgiving, but my people ain't. I'm not gonna lie to you.
That's where the humble. He just gonna learn how to be humble.
Oh yeah, I hope that he is looking at all of these. If you look at the post on his GoFundMe page, he should take it down because people are slaughtering that boy and his business. And I don't think he's gonna make it, to be honest with you. Yeah, look, all kind of skeletons coming out the closet on that baby. But how you a pervert? How you treat the women? How you treat the women who work for him? And
good for the community. Now would have been the time everybody would have been like, okay, let's get our takeout orders from him because we can trust it.
Yeah, people would have rallied around you, but when you nasty to folks and you mistreat people, what they say, karma know everybody's address, and she don't ever forget, and that's what's happening to him right now. He's sitting over there with a sign on his building talking about donate $5 to everybody in the community. Boy, hush.
That's the food issue, too.
Well, I just want everybody that's on the line, if you are a caller and you want to give your opinion on any topic, you can. All you do is press 1.
Amen. But go ahead, LB, what are you saying now, brother?
Let's not forget the fact that the food is nasty, too. I mean, how you going to have bad customer service and nasty food? That don't work right. That don't go together. You know what I'm saying? Like, at least let your food be off the chain if you feel they have an attitude with people. But only way we did this at my job, where we was asking a question, and everybody was like, what's better, Popeyes or Chick-fil-A, right? Now, come on now. We all know the chicken sandwiches at Popeyes is a little bit better than the ones at Chick-fil-A. But the thing is, Chick-fil-A had that customer service on lock.
They got that on lock, bro.
Chick-fil-A make you feel like you part of their family when you go there and you're like, Lord, have mercy.
You feel like you're on top of the world.
Yeah, people ain't playing no games over there. You're absolutely right. But you have to understand that when you're in a customer service-driven line of work, you got to have and work on your customer service and develop it and nurture it. But see, when you think you're doing too much, and like I said, you got $1.50 over bus fare. You think you'd have made it. But guess what? God got a way of humbling you and bring you back down to earth and let you know that you need everybody. You're not the king of the hill. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he got a way of doing that. And right now is his point where he's seeing that he's gonna have to change what he does if his business survives. I'm not wishing nothing bad on the brother, but like I said, karma has a way of biting you back in your butt. You know, and it leaves teeth print too and marks. Yeah, so there it is. Huh?
Right that baby there.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Trainer Ray, what you think about that, man?
Hey, you right though. You right about, you know, you can't have a bad mouth and bad food and think people gonna back you up because it's not gonna happen. Like
bad mouth and bad. That's too many bads. There's too many bads, man.
I'm just saying that you can't have both because you got these people. Then, but see, people don't really think. They be like, I can do this. I got a business. And some people like that. They think they're above everybody else. So he figures I can talk bad and do what I want to do. But now when the times are hard and he needs that support. Yeah, being bad and thinking you above everybody just got you shot down because people don't realize in businesses, I told people this 1,000 times, word of mouth can make you or break you.
Or break you, amen. You better know it, bro. But like LB was saying, that if he had been, a real good pillar in the community and looked out for the community and did, treated people right, they would rally around you. And help save your business because you'd be a staple in the community. But all I get out of him is bad reports and bad food. So hey, brother, good luck. Hang in there.
I got a question.
You might have to get him a hot dog stand or something after this.
I got
it. You know what though? What's crazy is.
Oh, my bad.
All right, sorry. I got a topic.
Yes, ma'am.
JD don't really let my topic fly, but I'm going to try one on this show. My topic is... y'all can see his face. First of all, my topic is, what if...
I don't know.
What should a woman do if her man come home and say he quit his job? He didn't talk to her. He didn't do nothing. He just came home with no job. Boom.
I mean, it depends on why he quit.
Right.
I did that. It depends on why he quit. Because I did that. I went to work. I dropped Mary off at work. I picked Mary up from work. And I said, baby, I quit my job. And she was like, why?
Well, you better have another damn job when you told her that.
No, that's what I was talking about.
Are you
crazy? Look.
You must have found another job on your way to pick her up. What the hell?
Well, look, Here's the thing, though.
I got LB. Let me say something. I was with you all the way until this right here. I was on your team, brother. You just lost one. But you got to tell me why you felt it was okay to quit your job and not talk to that woman about it before you. Tell me you got to have a good reason. It got to be. I want to hear this because I need to write it down in case it ever happened to me.
Inquiring mind.
Hold on. Yeah, I mean, here's the thing.
There's a lot of people out there in the public want to know. Why are you still alive? Go ahead, talk to
me. I mean, well, first off, my baby always knows that I'm going to make something happen. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to make a dollar out of 15 cents. You know what I'm saying? We're going to make you do what it do around here because my kids and my wife ain't going to ever be hungry. You get what I'm saying? But the thing is, I went to work and I was having a good day. I went to work, I was having a good day, okay? And then the supervisor decided that he wanted to talk to me as if I'm a child. No, sir. You're not going to sit here and talk to me crazy. And then he said, are you talking back to me? So I said, look here. I'm going to go ahead and walk out of this job before you end up having to call police on me. Because I already told you to watch the way you talk to me. And then now you're talking about somebody talking back to you. And I'm not going to have all that. And you know HPD and SAPD don't really like me too much already. So I decided to go ahead and walk out before somebody had to come and walk me out.
No, I can understand that.
So did you quit or get fired?
Did you quit or did you get fired?
Oh no, I quit. I told him I'm walking out. I'm walking out of here now because I'm about to cuss you out in a minute. So before I do that,
let me tell you how you should have played that. You shouldn't have walked out. You should have cussed him out and let him fire you. That way you can get unemployment. See, by you walking away, you just messed off your unemployment check.
All right, enough on LB's dilemma.
Yeah, but anyway, let me tell you something. My thing about this topic is, you got to be crazy as all I know. Because let me tell you something. The Bible say a man that don't work, don't eat. So if you come home and I'm your woman, I'm just saying for me, and you come home and tell me you quit your job, and you ain't talking about this, and you ain't got no other plan on where you going to work, or you ain't come back with another job, don't you open that damn refrigerator.
Okay.
You don't eat.
First of all, you are a very handsome man.
Right.
But you wouldn't make a beautiful woman.
Right.
You're in your college.
I just said you.
No, don't if that. Hey, I love you. I love you the way you are. Come on, Ray. What you got to say about it?
I'm gonna say this. I'm kind of like on both sides. You should have a job after if you're gonna leave it. But if I don't, I just don't. But my thing is, it depends on the situation. Because if I go to work and if I drop my wife off or she go to work and I go to work and I come home and say, babe, I lost my job, 9 times out of 10, if it's me, it's going to be a good reason why I did it. And true enough, I didn't talk to her about it, but sometimes some situations you ain't got time to talk to her about it because the situation might get too escalated or heated, then you ain't got time to talk. It ain't like I'm finna sit there, hold on. Tell your manager, hey, hold on, man. Let me call my wife real quick. Look here. I'm about to leave this job.
Why I choke this
white man out, and I'm going to be on the 5 o'clock news. So I'm just letting you know right now. But, I mean, sometimes you can't just stop and do that. So it depends on the situation because I might not have time to tell her that I left my job. Now, true enough, she's going to be mad. And like JD said, she might say, you better not open that refrigerator. But, hey, I just go in the cabin and open a can of corn or something. You know what I'm saying? Go snack on some chips or something. Don't make no
difference. Ramen noodles or something tonight.
Ramen noodles or
ham sandwich or something.
You don't put no miracle
on. Oh, well, there ain't a damn sandwich.
That's all right. I go make me a sir sandwich then.
Oh, there it is.
I'm
really just saying what I said, but I understand you do get in a heat or battle sometime at a work. You know, service, but the thing is, you better have a plan when you quit that job as a man. You better know that, hey, look here, I got enough attributes, enough skills set that I can find. Look, I have literally quit a job and found a job on the way home. I have literally done that just because of the skill set that I had, I knew I could go right down the street and fill out an application and get hired that same day.
But my thing is, you knew you didn't like them people before you
worked that morning.
So why not already be prepared?
Yeah,
I understand you could explode at enemy,
Every job I got, I did it on purpose. I promise you, I did it on purpose.
But what I'm saying is, it's a lot to come home and tell your wife, you quit a job because you got mad. That's just a lot to do. And I think it's like, you have to, JD said, you got to have a plan. What's your plan? You knew them people was getting on your nerve before then.
2 weeks ago.
You know, 2 weeks ago. So why not start looking for another job
right
then? It's a lot of things that women go through, and they put up with it to make sure their kids eat or whatever. They never can, you know. But when it comes to a man, his excuse is, I don't want them folk talking down to me. I don't want to deal with that. And I'm like, but sometimes you got to stop long enough to say, who would my anger, my split-second decision right now, who will it affect? And I understand you got a good woman. When you get home, she gonna run your bath water. Who is that? And say, I understand and all that kind of stuff. But let's be real. What pressure did you just put?
Yeah.
What pressure did you just put on
on her, the family, off of you this having this explosion. This split second decision. That's why
I mean, but let's be real about it, though. It depends on who, what kind of man you got. Like JD said, he quit a job, found another job the same day. You got a man that can find another job in a split second, ain't nothing to worry about. What you worrying for?
Playing Russian roulette, though. If you relying on that, yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you relying on the fact you can get a job, why not? What is your wife relying on the fact she want to rely on the fact that you can keep a job? Because I'm going to tell you something. When I was married back when I was young and in my youth, hallelujah, let me tell you something. That young man could get a job. His problem was he couldn't keep one. He could not keep, I mean, when I say could get a job, oh, he'd get a job in the next 5 minutes. But he couldn't keep one. It was some way he was going to lose that job before the third paycheck. It was going to happen. And then it's like he set me up to never expect for him to stay on a job. And to this day, he doesn't keep a job. I'm just saying,
she said, to this day, can I ask this question? How old is this young man?
Oh, you think people walking off jobs has an age?
Well, I'm gonna tell you. The reason I ask is because a lot of the younger guys aren't gonna have a plan because they're angry at the way that the people are talking to them, so they feel nobody should talk to them that way. But an older person, like myself, I'm gonna have a plan. I'm gonna have something set up already.
And I believe you
see what I'm saying?
I believe you, Ray. So, but you also was raised a certain way. I'm talking about the fact that it is not even about a younger generation because he wasn't, and I'm just be real with you, he wasn't quitting jobs because of the way people were talking to him. He was quitting jobs just because he figured, you know, he didn't have a sense of responsibility, which goes back to what I was saying earlier. You have to put somebody before yourself. And when you do that, it's a lot of things that my father went through on jobs. And he come home and he talk about it, but he didn't quit the job.
Right.
He found a way to stay there. Because, he had a house for 8 kids. He had been a boy. You know what I'm saying?
Only thing he quit is sleeping. The only thing he quit is sleeping.
Yeah,
you can't quit nothing but sleep. And let me tell you something, Ray. I'm gonna tell you this here. What you're talking about is you have to understand something. Sometimes, believe it or not, a young fool will turn into an old fool.
My God.
Oh, and he'll still be on it. See, because there's I know a lot of cats in my life that's on the get a job, quit a job program. Okay. They will get a job and 2 or 3 weeks, 2 or 3 paychecks later, they quit the job. I be like, fool, the only way you're going to get another check is keep working. Then they want to know why they broke and borrow money from you. Hold up, bro. You just had a job. What happened? Well, man, I'm going to pay you back. How you going to pay me back if you don't even work? You're a bad credit risk. You're young, you're black, and you don't pay back. That's bad credit risk. I don't loan money to them kind of people. Yeah, you like I say, you believe it or not, a young fool will turn into an old fool if the years keep passing because they don't learn nothing. And I always tell people, by definition, you're retarded. Your maturity and your mindset has been retarded in that one little spot, so you, by definition, are retarded. I'm not using that as a bad word. That is just a simple definition.
My God.
All
right, y'all.
Yeah, I get it.
All right, you want to say something, Ray? It's going to be the last coming of the night unless LB or Mary B want to say something. We're going to go ahead and wrap it up. As usual, we go over time, which is okay.
We got good topics and good banter.
So what you want to say, Ray?
Oh, no, I was just agreeing with him. He's right. A young fool become an old fool, but he's right.
hey, I call them modern miracles because you're supposed to be dead.
Oh my God!
You that crazy? A lot of times.
All right, Mary B.
Everybody who's in 219 to talk, Mary B, sign out for us tonight.
Hey, y'all, it's me, Mary B. Make sure that you're following me on IG for It's Me, Mary B. You guys, this was fun. We actually had a good time. I didn't even know that we went over this much. But I love you guys, and we'll see y'all next Thursday, 7 p.m.
Yes.
All right. Yes, we will. All right, LB, sign out for us.
Hey, y'all, what's going on? Thank y'all again for tuning in to 219 to talk. Do want to let y'all know that we talked earlier about weddings and 24,000 weddings. We've been paying $24,000 over here. That's where we got my boy, Fitness Ray, doing the photos. Hey, man, we got family doing the catering. Hey, man, and that's how we're going to make that thing happen, because we don't pay $24,000 over here, okay? But anyway, thank y'all for tuning in.
Yes,
thank y'all for tuning in. This was another great show. Catch us again. Catch us on Monday. Catch the Fitness Ray and his show. Catch the man cave. Catch the sister circle.
Yes.
Catch everything we got going on in My Gospel Soul, all right?
Yes, the whole community is rocking, baby. Yes.
All right, Ray.
Trainer Ray.
All right. This is Trainer Ray. Thank y'all for joining us at 219 to talk. If y'all need to get with me on any fitness situations, you can email me at fitnessevolution350@yahoo.com. Or if you need photos for any occasion, you can contact me on photocreationsllc.net or jrcreations97@gmail.com. Or you can call me at 662-497-6807. Thank y'all for joining us tonight on 219 to Talk.
Yes.
All right.
You got your boy JD the Barber here tonight. And I want to thank y'all for tuning in to 219 to Talk. We had a wonderful time. A lot of good conversations. Conversations that need to be had. And LB, I want you to make sure you don't quit nothing down there, because Mary B ain't going for it. And keep yourself together down there, because Mary B ain't one of them kind of girls that's going to go for it. You got away one time. I don't know if you'll be lucky enough the second time. So hang on to what you got, baby. But anyway, this is JD signing off for JD's Man Cave and this JD the Barber. Yeah, you get the same kind of talk at the barbershop from me all the time. It's just who I am, baby. Ain't nothing I can do about it. It's just how I grew up. But anyway, it's JD, brand new draws and all. And I thank y'all for talking with us on 219 to Talk, baby. Thank you.
All right, y'all. That's it. And this is Queenie signing out. We love y'all. Good night.
219. 219 to talk, 219 to talk, 219 to talk, let's go. 219, yeah, 219, yeah, 219 to talk, 219, 219 to talk, yeah, you running your mouth.